Okay, we're recording.
Thank you, honey. Okay, everyone, welcome. You are in the 2 o'clock session with Matt Bobrick, a certified apple instructor who's going to teach us all about a little bit of a delicious apple, maybe some apple books, some apple maps, and get ready to be wowed. He speaks beautifully, excitedly, and expediently. And you can count how many breaths he takes in this next 50 minutes, probably 3 or 4. Anyway, he's going to share with you lots of information. This is being recorded, so you don't have to panic. You have to get your note takers and things like that. It'll be posted on the website. Sit back, relax, and listen and learn. You're going to have a wonderful time with Matt. And if he finishes in a little extra time, we can open the floor up for a few questions. Matt, it's all yours. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it. Always good to be here. I hope we can be together in person again really soon. Yes, folks, this is Apple Maps. We promised you Apple Books. We're going to give you just a little bit of a whirlwind tour here over the next 45, 50 minutes, something like that. And we are going to definitely try to take questions. I hope we can do that because I want to hear what you want to know and what you have to say. And let me just say that, by the way, before we start here, that, you know, there are just the possibilities. What we can do with our devices is truly incredible. And I think most of us are only scratching the surface. You know, the iPad, the iPhone, these devices have completely revolutionized the way we work, play, communicate, design, create, express ourselves, all of these kinds of things, the way we learn. This is such an interesting time, by the way, because of all of this learning from home. And it's never been easier. I mean, this technology is just incredible. And two of the apps that we picked here, Apple Maps and Apple Books in particular, because we felt they probably haven't gotten a whole lot of coverage and that maybe it's something we ought to share with you. Maybe we're not aware of what all we can do with Apple Maps and Apple Books. So I'd like to start out with Apple Maps today. You know, Apple designed their own map system from the ground up. And with each iOS and iPadOS release, it has continued to grow, to improve, just to get better and better. The recent additions in the past few years have been things like lane guidance when you're driving and a lot of other great features, some of which I'm going to talk about, like Apple Maps guides, for example. This year, cycling directions and electric vehicle charging stations have been added. But something that is extremely important to those of us who can't see, about a year or two ago, Apple began a major overhaul of the actual mapping system. And so if a person who has sight looks at the maps, the difference between what you had in, let's say, iOS 11 and early in 12 versus what ended up happening later in iOS 12 and then into iOS 13 is remarkable, such that you can now see land formations, you can see bodies of water, you can see all of these beautiful images that are real. Based upon the maps. The maps look far less cartoonish than they used to because they've been completely redesigned from the ground up. And that redesign, that overhaul of the mapping system is extremely important to us because it enables walking directions for those of us who can't see. It enables turn-by-turn, voice-guided walking directions if you need it. Now, of course, that's not a substitute for having some means of doing it. If you've got a sighted family member or friend, if you've got a cane, a guide dog, whatever the case may be, you're going to need to still use that. And of course, this system is brand new. It's not perfect. You know, there may be places here where you would say to me, this isn't working as well as your advertising, brother. And that's fine. That's going to improve. That's going to continue to get better and better. But I have largely heard reports that it is entirely possible in various places in the United States to do this, but, you know, by independently, let's just say it that way, with turn by turn. And I will also point out, I think everybody here on this call is, I pretty much know where you're from, but I'm just going to say it anyway, in case it affects any of you. This map overhaul is happening worldwide. It's not just here in the United States. The international rollout of it was definitely delayed with all of the COVID stuff, but it is in fact happening. Apple has announced that Canada is about to receive their overhaul finally, and the other nations will continue to do so as well. Now, we can't really show you in the environment right now that I'm in, those precise, you know, ways of doing that. But I'm going to show you how to access directions. I'm going to show you how to interact with the screen that you get when you open up Apple Maps, how to maybe do a business search. And one of the things that I want to talk to you about right now is Apple Maps Guides. They were formerly called Collections. They've been renamed to Guides now in iOS 14. And what they are is they are basically collections of places based upon a type of business or upon a destination or an activity. So you can create your own guides, and there are also pre-existing guides for many cities. I haven't, where we live, we don't have pre-existing guides here, but I'm sure if you went to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, I'd love to see one for Island, New Jersey, if we get together at the Delta again next year. I don't know if there is one or not, but I can tell you this, they're really awesome. They you know, have all sorts of activities that you might want to do with different destinations in them. And then, as I said, most relevant to the majority of us is that you can create your own. And I have a few. You know, I have one with favorite restaurants in it. I have one which is based upon a Disney trip that we're eventually going to take when things kind of settle down. And, you know, several others that I have as well. So these guides are a core part of what I'm going to show you. So you'll know what that is whenever you hear it now. You'll understand what it is that you're actually hearing. I've got my iPad here. And
home button to the left.
Let's get some volume on the situation.
Doc, Safari, add and teach.
Okay. Now I'm going to launch the Maps app here, and you'll hear VoiceOver talking in the background, of course.
Notes, voice, content, maps. Maps, search for a place or address. Search field. Double tap to edit.
And right away, I'm helpfully landed in the search field where it says I can search for a place or an address. And this is very important because if I want to do a business search, if I want to search for even a type of business, I can do that here. Now, before we actually get into this, let me explain two other important things to you. Number one, we definitely can use Siri. If we choose to do so, we can absolutely use Siri. We can say to Siri, you know, something like, I'm looking for a good pizza place near me. And she will provide the business list. And she'll allow me to get directions or call the business that way. Some of you, most of you are probably familiar with that. And by the way, if you have a HomePod or one of the new HomePod minis and you ask a question like that, she'll actually send the directions to your iPhone so they're ready to go when you get in the car. And that's known as Apple Maps Continuity on HomePod. So that's a great feature as well. So we certainly love Siri, but I also want to show you how to do this within the Maps app. Now, I told you there were two things I was going to tell you. The other thing I want to tell you is about a VoiceOver concept, well, really an iOS concept that you might not be familiar with. And I think knowing this is very important. It is called an overlay. You'll sometimes hear VoiceOver say card overlay or card controller. A card overlay is really what its name suggests. It is as if you took a card, a piece of paper, a card, and laid it over part of the screen. There are several apps that use card overlays, and they are used when it is important to give you additional information while still allowing you to access the information you previously were looking at. This is very, very much a visual thing. It's very useful for those who can see, but when we can't see, we can still fully work with it and benefit from it. We just need to understand what it is and why it's being used. So the idea here in Apple Maps is that when we pull up, for example, a business, if we're searching, I mentioned an example of looking for a pizza place. If we are doing that business search and we pull up one of the results, we're going to get a business card or a place card for that business with all of the business details on it, the phone number, the website, the address, options for getting directions, maybe photos from Yelp, and maybe even a menu or other information that's useful to know. But we still need, while that is there, to be able to see, if we can see, the actual map. We need to still be able to look at the map so we can understand where we're going or where we might want to go. And so this card overlays part of the map. And with the rotor, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with the rotor, we can expand or shrink the card overlay. So we can adjust the size of that card that's overlaying the screen to make it full screen, to make it half screen, to minimize the card. And so if you hear that term, I just wanted to explain that, because if you hear that term, and you may not run across it here during my demo, just depends on what I show you. But if you do hear it, you'll understand what it is and most importantly, how to work with it. Let's look around at Apple Maps a little bit.
Search field.
We already know we're on the search field. And if we double tap that, we can literally start typing, as I said, a business name, a type of business, even an address. The other thing that happens if we double tap on the search field is that we can actually choose a list of nearby places. And of course, this adjusts as you travel. It's, you know, based on your current location. If it seems to be out of sync with your current location, you can just quickly turn on the tracking, which is a button here in Apple Maps, and it will force it to recalibrate to where you are now. So let me just demonstrate. If I double tap the search field.
Insertion point at end. Search field is edited. Search suggestions. Find nearby. Heading.
All right. And you heard there's a search field and it's empty right now. So if I start typing, my results and suggestions are going to be based on what I type. But if I don't type anything, you also heard here that there is a search suggestions of what's nearby. And that's what I just want to show you really quickly. If we swipe to the right.
Dictate button. Cancel button. Search suggestions. Find nearby. Heading. Gas stations button, fast food button, restaurants button, coffee shops button, COVID-19 testing, groceries, food delivery button.
You get the idea. And these things change depending on the time of day. They change depending on the situation. And so there are real-time results here for nearby businesses. I could double tap on any one of these and I could get a list of results. And then when I double tap on a particular result, it will bring up the card for that business. Now, let me go back to the left.
Fine. Cancel button.
And I'm actually going to cancel that because.
Cancel. Search for a place or address. Search field.
I think you can probably figure out how to perform a search. It's no different here than in any other app. So I want to try to use this time to show you some other aspects of the main screen of Apple Maps, because there's a lot of good information right here on the main screen. For example, my favorite places.
Dictate favorites, heading, see all button.
And you can always hit see all if you're not seeing the ones you want.
Home, close by button.
Yep, home is right here. It's not only close by, it's actually right here. And if we keep going, hi there, David. Great to hear your voice or your name. I was so excited to see you on the agenda today. Next up is
work add button.
Now, mostly I work from home, so I don't have a separate work address listed here, but it says I can add one if I do want one.
Mom and dad's house, 88 miles button.
And I've put them in my favorites and they are 88 miles away. I can immediately tap on that, double tap, of course, and it's going to allow me to get directions or what have you.
Add button.
We can add more people.
My guides, heading.
All right, here are those guides that we talked about, right? Remember the guides a few minutes ago? So let's take a look at some of these guides that I've created. As I said, I don't have any curated guides available in my particular location. We're slightly more rural. David will have to tell us if they have those in Harrisburg yet. Let's see if we swipe to the right.
See all button. Favorite restaurants, 13 places.
All right, we're just going to go ahead and double tap on that particular one. And I want to show you there are actions available. If I use my rotor, of course, I can delete it. I don't want to do that.
Delete.
But listen to this.
Share.
I can share this guide. So if somebody's coming to town to visit and you want to share an entire guide with them, this is how easy it is to do that. Just use the rotor, swipe up and down, choose share. And now I can let people know what places they ought to go to. So we're excited to see that we can share these. Instead, however,
activate default.
We're just going to activate. We're going to double tap.
Favorite restaurants, 13 places.
Now,
Favorite close button.
Immediately to the right is our close button. Always want to keep track of that in an app like this because there's a lot happening in this app, a lot on the screen, the card overlays that we talked about, all these things. So you always want to know where that close button is. And we seem to think it's very close to the top of the screen, which means if I really need to kind of get things reoriented, I can four-finger single tap near the top of the screen as well. And it should bring focus pretty much right to that close button. Let's go to the right here.
Sort by date added button.
All right, we can change how these are sorted. I'm not going to do that right now in the interest of time. And besides, I like it this way.
Haas's Steak and Sea House. Steakhouse, 7.4 miles, price, $1, open now, 11 a.m., 10 p.m.
A lot of information without even going into this business that it already read to me. It gave me the location, the distance from me. It gave me the hours, told me it's open now. And it even gave me a price based upon a number of dollar signs. I'm going to specifically pick a restaurant here that I know has a lot of information. Most of these do, but just to really give you a good feel for it, I'm going to pick one.
Mike's Place, Mandy, Best Way, Martin's, Tacopa, Original, EDS Steak, Jean Bonnet Tavern, Restaurant, 9.6 miles, price, $1, open now, 11 a.m., 10 p.m. Actions.
All right, this particular one that I have chosen here is an historic location in our area, which is a beautiful restaurant. They've got a great fireplace. It's very, the ambience is just amazing, and the food is delicious too. It was an old tavern back in the days of travel by railroad and all of these things, and all those stories you hear about, you know, the taverns and so on really applied to this. This was built in the 18th century. It still functions as a bed and breakfast as well, but there is a lot of information because it's an historic place. You even have Wikipedia articles about this place. So you'll really get to see a lot with this business card. So I'm going to double tap on it. Again, there are actions available. I can share it. I can delete it. But I'm just going to double tap it to reveal its place card. Now, remember, for those of you who like to have a visual orientation to this, which I think is a good thing, you're going to be bringing up a card overlay, which means that for those folks who can still see, you can also still see the map. And then if you want to, you can expand or collapse the card. But let's just go ahead and double tap.
Activate the close button.
Again, we're taken right to that close button. How good is that? Now, if we swipe to the right, we're going to see all the information on this place card.
Jean Bonnet Tavern, Restaurant, 13 miles, 4.0311 on Yelp, $1. Swap directions, 18-minute drive button.
I'm going to show you some of these things, but right now I'm just kind of orienting you, letting you hear what we have.
Photos from Yelp, link, image, more content available. A photo containing a rocks and a wood natural. Photos on Yelp.
Photos. Do another one.
Help, link, image, more content available, an assortment of desserts on plates on the table.
I love the new image recognition and voiceover recognition in iOS 14. If you've got a device that supports it, it is really, really awesome. Let's do one more photo just because that's so fun.
Photos from Yelp, link, image, more content available, a variety of desserts on plates on a table.
Okay. So we know what those photos are, at least to some degree. I mean, this is amazing. Let's go past these photos. There's going to be a few more.
Photos, more photos. Open Yelp, link.
And you know, Yelp is very tightly integrated with Apple Maps. And so if you like the Apple Maps experience, you may want to also install Yelp to go a step further. Because right here they said, you know, if you want to see more photos, for example, you can open this business on Yelp. Let's keep going.
Call button. Save to button.
We can call. We can save it to, and it's already saved to something you're going to see.
Share button.
We can share it.
In your guide, favorite restaurants, 13 places.
Well, we already knew that because that's where we started, but it shows you that that's already saved there.
Hours. Show all button. 11 a.m., 10 p.m., open now. Address, 6,000.
It reads the address to you.
Phone plus.
Reads the phone number to you. You can double tap it to call.
Website. Jean Bonnet.
Gives you the web address. You can double tap to open it.
Report an issue button.
If there's something wrong with the information here, you can report it as an issue. If they have the wrong hours, for example, or the wrong address, you can report that information.
View menu.
You can double tap this to actually view the menu, and you can read for yourself what is on the menu. And I can tell you with this business that it is an accessible menu. Let's go to the right.
Yelp Food, Delivery and Services, Wikipedia.
So again, they're trying to get you into Yelp if you want to get even more information. And here is the Wikipedia entry that I told you about.
Open Wikipedia button.
So we can again, if you have the app installed, it makes things a lot easier. If not, I imagine it would open in Safari for you. I don't know that for a fact because I do have Wikipedia installed.
The Jean Bonnet Tavern, also known as Old Forks Inn and Bonnet's Tavern, is an historic Inn and restaurant located just outside.
And see, it's actually reading part of the Wikipedia article to me. It won't read the whole thing right here, but it reads the introduction, sort of a snippet of it, and I can open it if I want to read the full thing.
Useful to know.
And here's information that's useful to know.
Free Wi-Fi, yes. Parking available, yes. Wheelchair accessible, yes. Kid friendly, yes. Reservations, yes.
And so on. I mean, I could keep going. There's a lot of useful to know information here, but you get the idea. All of this stuff is on this place card, which makes it very, very handy and very convenient to find. Now let's go back to the left and let's actually open the directions, because I want to show you how easy that is. So we're going to go back to the left and we're going to go past all those photos.
Directions 18 minute drive button.
Now, I double tap on directions.
Directions 18 minute map. Jean Bonnet Tavern restaurant. Mandy Joe's Cup.
Now, what I have again is a card that's overlaying. So I have to make sure I know if I lose my place or anything, I can always four fingers single tap near the top. And what I hear.
To Jean Bonnet Tavern.
Here's the directions. This is the route planner.
From.
It gives me from.
My location button. Double tap to change start or end location.
So currently it's going to go to the restaurant from my current location. If I want to change either the start or end location, I can double tap that button. That's what the hint said. You only hear that if you have your hints on. Let me get on my soapbox for a minute about that. Always a good idea to leave your voiceover hints on. If you think that they're getting in your way, just beat them. You know, just two finger single tap to pause speech, or just start swiping to the next thing you want. You can always ignore them. But if you turn them off, you might miss out on something that could make your life easier, because they're always adding new things with voiceover. And so it's nice to hear those hints. Let's keep going.
Close button.
There's our close button.
Selected drive button.
So here we have our choices of how we're going to get there. We can drive.
Walk button.
Walk. And again, these accessible turn-by-turn directions.
Transit button. Cycle button. Routes 18 minutes, 13 miles.
So we have driving, walking, transit, and cycling. I think if I understand correctly what I've read in Apple's documentation, there are even in some cases the option to choose like Uber and Lyft right from Apple Maps here. And I know you have to turn that integration on, but I also know you have to be in an area where those things are available, you know, for that to actually benefit you. But you do have these four options right here. Now,
go button.
There's the go button. We can start our navigation.
18 minutes, 13 miles, fastest route.
Now, again, that tells us that the current route we're choosing, we can always change that if we want, but just to the right of that is the go button.
Go button.
And then
preview route button.
Listen to that. Preview route. And listen to the hint.
Preview route button. Double tap to show each trip segment.
That is very important, because a lot of people ask me, how can I see the steps in a list before I travel? You know, or maybe I'm not actually intending to travel right now, but I want to see the list of directions. That is the button you're going to double tap. That preview route button will list the steps for you, or as it said, show each trip segment. And I can actually read them. Let me just go ahead and show you.
Preview route button. To Jean Bonnet Tavern. To done button. My location. 300.
And it tells me now in 300 feet.
350 feet. Turn right onto.
Or 350 feet. And it says turn right onto. Tells me the name of the street. And then again.
450 feet, 0.6 miles, 600 feet, 5.8 miles. Keep right onto.
See, it tells me all the steps here in this list, and I can easily read them that way by just swiping left and right. Now I'm going to hit done there.
Route planner to Jean Bonnet Tavern.
And if we actually start the directions, we will see that it will start to speak to us.
Starting route to Jean Bonnet Tavern. Head northeast on Locust.
There
Drive,
you go.
Then turn right onto.
Now, if I am paying attention to voiceover while I'm using navigation, because even if I can't drive, you know, I might be assisting someone who can. And so if I look at the screen here,
tap for overview.
I can double tap to get an overview.
Start, tap, end.
Well, let's
start,
see what else that's it. Okay. Start, it gives me the first direction
start,
step.
Start,
it reads that again. If I want to read it back, I can swipe
tap, end.
North.
Cable
and it tells me the next street is going to be a right turn.
Arrival 2:42.
Right now, the estimated arrival time is 2:42. That's based upon current traffic conditions. So that updates in real time.
18 minutes. Card controller minimized. Adjust the size of the card overlaying the map. Actions available.
Remember I told you about that. There's a minimized card here. What might that card be? Well, it could be the business place card for the restaurant that we're looking at. It also can provide to you information about stops along the way. Let's say we're traveling and we need to get gas, or we want to stop for fast food or something along the way. That card has that information usually as you're traveling. So you heard that there's a card here, and my rotor
expand, collapse, activate, default
allows me to expand the card if I want to do so. It's already minimized, so we wouldn't want to collapse it, but we could definitely expand it. Now as we keep going,
12.5 miles end button.
And there's the end button. Okay. Now, here's what I want to, I'm going to go ahead and end that.
End route.
Here's what I want to tell you about that is that if you are assisting somebody who else, who somebody else who is driving, it is very, very cool because VoiceOver will update. And if you touch the screen and swipe on the screen, you will be able to see. You heard it say 350 feet right now. That will change as I drive. It'll become 300 and then 250 and 200 and 100 and so on. And so you can be helping somebody who is driving by telling them just how close that next turn actually is, because you can read that on VoiceOver. They don't even have to be looking at the map. You can just read that information. Some other cool things you can do with maps. One of the coolest things you can do is to share your ETA automatically or manually. You can actually share when you're going to arrive at a certain place. And if the other person you're sharing your ETA with happens to also have Apple Maps, they can actually follow you on the map. They can see. So, you know, when we go to visit my parents, for example, you heard them in there. We could, we in fact, I think it automatically shares their, my ETA with them. I would have to use the navigation, which we don't typically do when we go to my parents, obviously, because we know where they live. But, you know, if I did use it, when I started navigating, it would send them a notification saying that we've started the trip and we're anticipated to arrive at such and such a time. And if along the way we get a craving for a Starbucks drink and we drive through, it'll notify them, hey, they've stopped for a few minutes and their, you know, their trip arrival time is gonna, is, has been modified to, you know, whatever. So it, it keeps them in the loop because they have Apple Maps. They can actually follow our progress like that. So that's another great feature of Apple Maps. And of course, there are tons of others that I don't have time to show you. But what I think I'd like to do, and I hope this is okay, I guess maybe I'm doing this out of turn, but with your permission or perhaps entirely without it, I'd like to see if we can go ahead and take some questions on this subject. And then if we have time, which I think we will, we'll do a little bit with Apple Books also, but I want to kind of stay on one topic at a time. Well, let's see if we can get some questions answered now.
Okay, raise your hand and we'll address you. Okay. Who do we have?
Jimmy?
Yeah, so what I wanted to know was you were talking about those guides. How would I make those guides? Because you said you can you can make your own guides, like add place. How would I do that?
So in the guides section, I'm just going to go here to make sure I don't mislead you. But in the guide section here, there is a, if you hit see, I have to hit see all because I have more than one. And there's when I hit see all, it brings up the whole screen of guides. You may not have to hit that if you don't have any yet. But in that screen is a button that says edit and add. So edit allows me to modify the existing guides, and add allows me to create new guides. And again, I can create them, call them anything I want. And the other place that you can create them is when you are looking at a place card, like we were looking at that restaurant, where it says save to, it'll bring up the existing guides that you have. And if none of those is suitable or you don't have any, there again will be an add button to create a new guide. So either way.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Anybody else with a question? Please raise your hand. Michael, do you see any other hands?
I do not.
Okay, then we'll keep going. They just want to listen to you.
All right. Hey, that's all right. Well, let's switch gears entirely and talk about reading. Now, there are many, many apps that we can read with on the iPad and iPhone. And today I'm going to talk about one that is built right in, that ships with every iPad, and that is and iPhone, of course, and Macintosh for that matter. And that's Apple Books, formerly known as iBooks. With Apple Books, we can easily read regular digital books. We can also read and store PDFs if they are text-based. If they're image-based, we need to use a third-party app to convert those images to text. I know you've heard about KNFB Reader. You could use that. You know, there are others too, but you could, and so you can read PDFs that are text-based here in Apple Books. You can also read interactive books that include rich content like image galleries and audio and video in the books and a whole lot more. And you can even read audiobooks in Apple Books. So what I'm going to do is show you a few examples. And I'm going to start out. I'm going to start out by opening Apple Books.
Books. Books. Reading now. Heading.
All right. When we first get Apple Books, what we're going to see as we explore this, you can always kind of look for predictable patterns in apps, how they're set up. And this one is a very common layout with a tab bar at the bottom of the screen and tabs across the bottom. Interestingly, this one has not been modified to have an app sidebar. Those of you who joined me for the iPad presentation 2 days ago, we shared about app sidebars. I don't know if Books will eventually get one on the iPad, but it wouldn't really change the functionality. It would just change the layout, if anything. But right now, it doesn't. It has a tab bar across the bottom. But the tabs are very, very similar to what you would see in the music app or the TV app, where the music app has a Listen Now tab and the TV app has a Watch Now tab. Well, the Apple Books app has a Reading Now tab. And just like with TV and music, it's a collection of what we're already engaged in, or in this case, what we're already reading, as well as recommendations and suggestions based upon our likes and our reading behavior. And so those will get better and better the more you use them. So here it is, the Reading Now tab. Let's take a look at what the other tabs are.
Library selected, Reading Now tab, 1 of 5, library tab, bookstore tab, audiobooks tab, search tab.
So you have Reading Now, you have library, which is a collection of every book that you own, audio, PDF, everything. You also have 2 store tabs, bookstore and audiobooks, that allow you to browse the bookstore contents. And then you have the search tab, which is universal for every part of Apple Books. When you do a search, it will search in your library, it will search audiobooks, it will search the bookstore, all of these types of things. So if we look at the top of the screen,
account button,
there's an account button where we can go in and view our account details.
Reading now, heading.
Again, the heading that just tells us where we are.
Today's reading, 2 minutes left.
And I have 2 minutes of reading left today in my reading goal. You can set those from settings, and you'll get a notification when you actually complete that reading goal.
Current heading.
Here's some books that I'm currently reading, and they may not actually be books that I'm reading right now, but I was opening a few different books yesterday to test things and make sure I knew what I was doing here.
Recent heading, cover of Someone Was Watching by David Patnode, button. Double tap to continue reading where you left off.
And a lot of information there. Again, double tap to continue reading where you left off. That's the cover image of a book. I can just double tap it.
Someone Was More Actions, button.
There's more actions, like we can share the book. We can view it in the store to make sure there aren't any updates to the book. Because one of the great things about digital books is that they can stay up to date at no cost, right? We can, as I said, share it with other people or gift it to someone. And a whole lot of other options, too.
Audiobook, Apollo 13, Unabridged, by Jim Lovell, 8% completed, button.
There's an audiobook, one of my favorite books. And we'll double tap that one here in a second to show you. So this is the Reading Now tab. The library tab, as I mentioned, contains every book that you own. And the books can be organized. Well, the books are organized automatically in the library tab, sorted by either the date you got them or by title. And you can also custom arrange them. You can also create what are known as collections of books. And these are based upon, there are some that are already created for you, like PDFs, audiobooks, purchased books, and so on. But you can create your own collections. For example, I have written a book back in 2012 on the subject of the Titanic in time for the 100th anniversary. And every year I kind of reread that and see if anything needs to be changed, if there's any new evidence, if there's things I got wrong, if there's stuff I want to add. And this year I'm actually involved right now in what's actually shaping up to be the biggest rewrite I've done of the book since I released it. So I have a lot of Titanic resources in Apple Books that I am using to, you know, verify all of my information and further research and so on. So I created a Titanic collection that has the books that I am looking at so that I can easily jump back to them. You know, the most recent few will be here in the Reading Now tab, but if I want to make sure I don't miss any, I can go to my Titanic books collection. And then I can see all of them. So I can add things to collections. So that's the library tab. And as I said, the other tabs are either for searching or for browsing the bookstore. So we're going to just show you what it's like to open a couple different kinds of books here. I'm going to start out with an audiobook, and it is Apollo 13 by Jim Lovell, one of the actual astronauts on board the Apollo 13 mission that the oxygen tank exploded and almost killed the crew. But we will go into this book.
Audio Apollo 13 Unabridged by Jim Lovell, 8% completed, button.
And with an audiobook, if we double tap it, it should just start reading right where we left off.
Audiobook Apollo. The car had just left, however, and Schneider headed for the stairs. On his way up, he found that the fire was now licking down to levels 6 and 7. Reaching the spacecraft's service module.
Now, of course,
seizing a fire extinguisher,
we can pause that, and you were hearing other options here. You can see the time elapsed. You can see the time remaining in the current chapter. You can see
position 33 minutes. More action.
A scrub bar. You can download this because I don't actually have it downloaded. It's just streaming it. From iCloud, but if you wanted to download it for offline, you could do that. You have, let's see, the rewind and fast forward, 15 seconds.
Volume, playback speed, 1x.
You can adjust the playback speed.
Change play sleep button.
You can set a sleep timer.
AirPlay button.
You can AirPlay this to a HomePod or an Apple TV or something.
Table of contents button.
We can go back and view the table of contents.
Table of contents.
So this is all what you see in an audiobook. Fairly straightforward because we're just listening. So let's go back.
Library, back button. Account button.
And what I'd like to find now is the actual Titanic book that I did write, because I don't have to worry about copyright infringement since I wrote it. And I'll just show you a couple things about reading a book that actually is in written text in the ebook format. Now, there are a few different types of ebooks, and one of them is known as EPUB or EPUB, and this is an open standard. These books are often known as reflowable, meaning they automatically adjust depending on the size of the screen that you're reading, and they can have great content in them. They are primarily used for books where text is the main focus. Now, yes, you can have images. You can even have web links, and I have some in my book. I even have an image gallery, and VoiceOver reads the images to me, the captions or the details about the image. And so that's good information to know. You can have video and audio in your reflowable ebooks. But there is also another kind of ebook known as the fixed layout book. And Apple really pioneered this. And this is great for books where the design is actually the main focus and where the design matters. So something like a textbook or a graphic novel or a cookbook maybe, or, you know, a photo book, different kinds of things where a page number may make a difference, where specific images have to appear along with certain text on specific pages. And with fixed layout, you can have even more rich content. You can have videos that automatically play instead of ones you have to tap on. You can have one of the coolest things is the read aloud books, which are great for kids or anyone learning to read, because you can actually have a you know, background music and a spoken narration, but the pages automatically turn and the text follows, the highlighting of the text follows what the narrator is saying. We love these around here. And by the way, you know, it is so cool. I just got to point out, having kids, I know you can do it with Braille. I know you can, and I'm not knocking that, okay? That's great. But it is so cool to be able to use this device to read to my kids. I mean, you know, think about that. Reading to my kids and interacting with them while we read, showing them the photos and doing all these really cool things that we can do with Apple Books with VoiceOver. Now, let me try to find, well, we won't try. We will actually find it. It just might take me a minute because I don't know if I have it right here or if I need to just go and search for it. Yeah, looks like I need to search for it. I haven't opened it recently. The Titanic book that I wrote, it's not yet the updated version. That's coming here, hopefully within the next week or so. But it's pretty up to date. It was updated, I think, 2 years ago. So
tab bar, audiobook search.
I'm just going to search for it. By the way, the other things in that Reading Now tab are like books you want to read. And again, recommendations. So you can always indicate that you wish to read a book, add it to your want to read collection. All right. I'm just going to very quickly search for my book. All right. Let me just type my name as part of the search result, so I know that it's going to find my book and not one of the other Titanic books. All right. And it's a universal search. So again, we can see the bookstore.
Books, see bookstore heading.
We can see the library. And we can see the name of the
Told anniversary edition by Matthew Walbright.
All right, there's the book. And I can just double tap it.
Close button.
It brings up the bookstore result. And
Titanic, everything you ever wanted to know about Titanic, heading.
We can read the description.
Author, Matthew Vollebrecht, 4.1 stars, 503 ratings.
It's got a 4.1 star rating. We're very happy about that.
Gift, dimmed. Button.
We can gift the book, except it's dimmed because I've actually made this book free on the bookstore. So you don't need to gift it.
More actions, button.
We can choose more actions to share the book or to rate it.
Read button.
We can read it. If it weren't here, it would say download, but I'm just going to hit read to save some time.
Read.
I will point out that if I continued to swipe after that, I would see the book description, and it would also allow me to read the reviews. It would give me quick facts about the book, like the page count and other useful information. So there's all of that in this initial screen where we are seeing the book in the bookstore. And again, it's very, very easy to share. But let's
audio
let's actually open the book, and we did. We double tapped on read, and it'll take just a few seconds, and it's ready to read. And what it will do is, again, I've been working on this book in the Apple Pages app, but I've not used books to read this for a while because this is not the updated. So I don't know where I'm at in the book, but we're going to find out. The very top left of the screen, though,
library button,
has the library button that takes us out of the book back to the store or the bookshelf, the library, wherever we were. If we go to the right,
table of contents button,
we can bring up the table of contents. And that's where we can pick our chapter and start reading.
Matthew Volbrecht, heading.
The author name.
Titanic, the most complete story ever told. Anniversary edition, heading.
The book name.
Appearance button.
We can change the appearance. We can change the font size. We can turn on night mode. We can do several different things here.
Search button.
We can search within the book, and we can find text that appears in the book. We can also search. Well, actually, I'll come back to that. For now, let me just say we can search for text that appears in the book.
Page bookmark off button.
You can bookmark the current page.
4-1, where it all began, vertical line, Titanic, the most complete.
All right, here's our actual text. A quick way to start reading continuously is just a two-finger swipe down.
Spring, 1909, heading. The rugged North Atlantic is a vast and potentially dangerous stretch of ocean. In the chilly province of Greenland, particularly stretching along the west coast, glaciers are ever present, culminating from thousands of years of snowfall, though this is not...
Now, the important thing to know here is this is going to automatically turn the page for me because I did that two-finger swipe down.
Inhabiting this nation, imagine an enormous...
Now, I'm not going to let it read that long. We're, you know, kind of running close on time, so I'm not going to let it just read long enough to turn the page, but it will automatically turn the page two finger swipe down. And the other thing, if I want to turn the page manually, I can three finger swipe to the left to go to the next page. I can three finger swipe to the right to go to the previous page. Here it is.
4-1, pages 10 to 11 of 218, books, library, button.
Again, if I want to change pages again.
Pages 12 to 13 of 218.
And if I want to read that page, I can just...
We're doing. And Phillips and Bride did not answer to the M. Phillips Pay came, for all intents and purposes, from making the passengers happy. That was becoming harder and harder to do, especially with those...
Okay, so you can see how you manually change the page. There's also a page selector here.
Page chooser, page 13, adjustable. Double tap and hold, then drag left or right to change the page. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
There's several different ways to turn the page. And one final thing I'll show you, because there's so much more I could show you, but I know we're about out of time. One final thing I'll show you here is that you can select text in this book.
Characters.
Words. Let's see where we're at.
Were doing, and Phillips and Bride did not.
All right, we're going to select the word answer.
Words, lines, text selection, lines, word selection, answer selected.
Okay, and if I now turn the rotor, I have actions.
Bookmark page, activate.
I can bookmark the page. I have edit.
Highlights, edit, highlight, add note, look up.
I can look up the word I've selected. I can add a note. I can search that word on Google or Wikipedia or other Siri options. We're just going to look up the word answer.
Books, answer, heading, done, button.
And here it is.
Dictionary, heading, answer, vertical line down, 1, reply, 2, solution, Oxford American Writers Thesaurus.
And if we keep going, there are other search results as well besides just the dictionary. But, you know, so depending on what the word is that I highlight in the book or select, I should say, the results are going to be very different, okay? But that is... that is just showing you that you can also do text selection. As I said, there's so much more I could show you. Are your head spinning already? You know, I think given the time and everything, it's a great place to stop. And if you think we have time for any questions, we'll take
them. We have
them.
Time. I would say we have about 7 or 8 minutes. We'll stop at 2:55.
Okay.
So
okay.
Raise your hands and get ready to ask your question. Please be concise because there's a lot of people on the call. Michael, can you send a request?
Hi, Sherry.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, you did a great job with your presentation. I want to ask you yourself, have you ever read the book called Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown, and did you enjoy reading that book?
I actually have not. I've heard of it, but I have not read it.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Next.
Okay, hello. Can you hear me?
12.
Yes. Hi there.
Hey, I was just wondering, as far as like your audiobooks, how good would you say they are? Like, in other words, is it as good as Audible? Are the narrations really good? Like, the narrators, are they really engaging? For example,
yes, the answer in general is yes, they're very good. Just to very, very quickly tell you, most of the books that are audiobooks on the Apple Bookstore actually come from Audible. They've had a partnership that goes back many, many years. And recently now they're starting to get them from other sources as well. But Apple is one of the most stringent companies with regards to quality. I know, because I'm actually considering narrating this Titanic book myself, and I'm sort of, it's very, very complex. I mean, you can't have any, extra breath sounds or, I mean, it's very, yeah, the audiobooks are excellent quality. Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you for the question. I see V. Gaspa. We can get her on. Okay. Who's next?
And Brian.
Brian.
Hi there, Brian.
Go ahead. You're unmuted.
Maybe.
Can we get somebody behind so we have a runner-up? Since time is limited.
Well, it's strange because those are unmuted and then they get muted again. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
No. Okay. Am I unmuted now?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask a question of, I have several book, ebooks in EPUB format and a couple other formats. Can I get those into Apple Books and read them, in there, or do I have to get them through the Apple Store?
You absolutely can bring them in to Apple Books. That's not a problem at all. And the easiest way to do that is to, wherever you have them, and probably too long of a conversation, we'd have to, continue it later. But the gist of it is, when you can find them, there's going to be a share button, and you'll just choose, copy to books, or it'll just say books in some cases. And yeah, you can bring that book right in. If you use iCloud, that will even sync across all of your devices as well. So you'll have it on every device, Apple device you have.
Can I email the books to myself on the?
Yep, that's a great way to do it. Email it to yourself, and then once you do, all you have to do is choose the, double tap on the email message at the bottom. Mm-hmm. There will be an attachment, and you just simply double tap on that attachment to view it, and then hit share and hit books. Simple as that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
And one or two more, and then we have to call it quits. Anybody else?
Well, we have two. We have 6408 and 2612. If you would unmute
yourself.
Star
6408 and 2612. Ward is getting hot here. He's even the host is knowing your number.
Ooh. Okay. I guess I'm unmuted.
Go.
I just wanted to ask. So these audiobooks, you buy them from the Apple Bookstore? When you get an iPhone or an iPad, do you get any books with it, or do you have to buy all of them?
To my knowledge, you don't. They used to, when they first released what it was at that time, iBooks, they used to give you a copy of Winnie the Pooh at no cost, but I don't know that they're doing that now. But I will say there's a lot of free content, and otherwise, yes, you do have to buy them. And if you get, if anybody gives you an Apple gift card, stocking stuffer, or something like that, those do work in the Apple Bookstore as well.
Very good. And 6408, you're the last one up.
Okay, not working for them.
Joe Ruffalo?
Is this Joe? Yes. I think Joe.
Yeah, Joe, how you doing?
Very well, very well. I was on the other call with parents, so
I know.
I got on this late, just in the last few minutes, but I want to thank Jane for setting this up with Scott and Matt and all the participants. When I just got on, it was said over 90 people on the call. So,
oh, yeah.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. So wrap it up because we got to use this same line. I know. Okay. All right.
Joe, are you using an iPhone yet? Of course you're not.
Do you want another question from 2612?
6408. Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is this 6408?
Okay. Yeah, that's me, Jerome Ritter. How you doing?
We're doing fine, honey. Make it quick.
Okay. Well, it was great. The whole convention's really good, and I'm looking forward for tonight's banquet. And everything was just really, really good. A lot to take in.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was a nice pitch. But okay. So let me say thank you myself. On behalf of the tech division, on behalf of this New Jersey affiliate, I'd like to thank Matt Volbrecht for always being available when I need him. He's always available to you too. He's the tech juggernaut. We're going to make sure you have his information. He does tech talk. He does free tech lessons on Tuesdays.
Tech talk. That's what I want. Pick
up his classes. It's a wonderful opportunity, and he's always available.
Okay.
So Matt, as usual, terrific presentation. You are awesome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Take care.
Okay. The next session coming up is at 3:00 with David Dina Terrace, and it's disintegrate, advocate, or disintegrate. We always put the positive first, advocate or disintegrate. And Joe, I'll give it over to you if you're here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you very much. Is Matt still there? He dropped off. We have some people on the line, I assume, staying on for Advocate or Disintegrate. We should be starting that very, very shortly.
Joe, David is here, and I don't see Kaylee, but...
David, you can make him a call. What do you call?
He is.
He's ready to go.
Okay. Yep. David, how you doing, my friend?
Behind the scenes.
David D., how you doing, my friend?
Maybe he's setting himself up.